This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching from the grace, we come to you humbly and also when they come at our hands today, just a thank you and a praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I should have a dying Calvary's cross and run this to play. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Now, precious Father, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for answering prayers. Honor and request, and most of all, for salvation to come forth, that the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Luke, Luke, the sixth chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 43 through 45. Luke, the sixth chapter, verses 43 through 45. And the word of God reads, for a good tree bringeth not forth bad fruit, neither does a bad tree bring forth good fruit. So every tree is known by his own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Also in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, the word of God reads, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Just for the next few minutes, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to come with a thought entitled, a tree is known by its fruit. A tree is known by its fruit. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raging wolves. A tree is known by its fruit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, we thank God again for having the privilege to come before you to bring forth his word. We know that God's word is spirit, and God's word is true. We know that God honors his word above his name. His word shall last. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. So people of God, beware of false prophets. Know the difference between the teacher and their works. You see, wool wearing a fleece does not necessarily make them, and it does not make them sheep. They may look like a sheep, and they may act like a sheep on the outside, but inside, they are ravening wolves, extortioners, robbers. They are out to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Eternal product. Their eternal nature will eventually produce the external product. Let me say that again. When you're talking about false prophets, internal nature will eventually produce the external product. Remember, people of God, believers in Christ, this saying, you cannot pull the wool over my eyes. Well, this is what wolves in sheep clothing is trying to do. He or she is trying to cover the real self with false covering, that you cannot see the truth. Remember this always, beloved, that a tree is known by its fruits. Yes, people in generally are doers of what they advocate, what they support, whether it's good or evil. Yes, believers of Christ, all trees bear fruit, and all people bear fruit. Plus, your words are the fruits. Child of God, your words reveal what is in your heart. The things you say and how you say them expose and unveil the condition and attitude of your heart. Let me say it again because it needs to be repeated. Child of God, believers of Christ, your words reveal your heart. The things you say and how you say them exposes and unveils the condition and attitude of your heart. The word of God says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, the heart is a seat of your will, your intellect, your emotions, and moral consciousness. Believers of Christ, a tree is known, and a man is by his deeds. So a tree that is known by its fruits, beloved, a tree should not be judged by its appearance, but by the fruit which it generates by. You will know them by their fruit. Again, pertaining to false prophets, because there's many throughout the land. Even in 2021, they are still plentiful. They had false prophets during Jesus' time while he was here on earth. And guess what? In 2021, there's false prophets throughout the land. Jesus, he reminds us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. It says, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly ravening wolves. You will know them by their fruits. You see, grapes are not gathered from thorns, bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? No. So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree, you see, a good tree cannot produce bad fruits, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know. You will know them by their fruits. Beloved, symbolically represents the people. For the sheep character, his nature is, he must always be on alert and ready for such predators as wolves. As a wolf dress up as a sheep. You see, beloved, relating back to what Luke 6, verse 43 through 45 said, for there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor on the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth what is evil, for his mouth speaketh from that which fills his heart. Again, beloved, a tree is known by its fruits. Well, therefore, believers in Christ, we will know them by what they speak. What comes out of people's mouth will give them away. Child of God, you see, a false prophet may appear to be clean and upright to us on the outside in every way. But if deceit and falsehood are in his or her heart, false teaching and false prophecy and other perversions of the truth will come out of his or her mouth. So listen carefully. The fruit of a fig tree is figs, and the fruits of a grapevine will produce grapes. Well, the fruit of a false prophet, of a prophet, is his prophecy. See, the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, it said, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. With it, we bless God, even the Father. And therewith, curse we men, which are made after the likeness of God. You see, out of the same mouth proceeding blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send out from it the same opening, both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives? Or a vine produce figs? Nor can a fountain both yield salt water and fresh one. My brethren, God uses this related analogy when he was addressing the false prophets of Jeremiah's days in the Old Testament. Here we see that a tree is known by his fruits, and a man by his doing, by his deeds. So people of God, we must hold the words of every professing Christian leader to the teaching of Christ and the word of the scriptures. Yes, beloved, even in 2021, we must hold the words of every professing Christian leader to the teaching of Jesus Christ and to the word of the scriptures. You see, the human heart, it longs for the new. But remember this, that God's word is sufficient and God's word is sure. We have been warned in the word of God to flee those who speak or contradict the word of God or go beyond it. Beloved, again, we are reminded, even now, in 2021, false prophets and false teachers will come secretly to try to introduce destructive heresies. Bible warns us and let us know that in 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3, it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world. Yes, beloved, we have to try or test the spirit to see whether they are of God or not. Again, we all remind by the word of God when it was written. And that same word today, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That same word today, the word of God, it brings to our remembrance and it informs us that there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. So whereby know we the Spirit of God? Because every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, it is of God. But on the other hand, we have to be careful, be on guard, that every spirit that confess it not, that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, which we have heard about, that it should come. But I stop by tonight to inform you that even now, already, it is in the world. Yes, beloved, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We're just passing through. That's why we have to look on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Our mindset must be to stay on thing above and not beneath. To be partakers. Hallelujah. Be partakers of God and his word. Remember, a tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. Beloved, people of God, living in openly and obviously sinful lifestyle should certainly bring a red flag to our minds. Immediately, we should reject any words from a prophet and teacher that is living an ungodly life. We as believers of Christ, should be able to spot them by us knowing the word of God, the truth by ourselves. See, Apostle Paul, he let us know, and he reminds us in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be a curse, as we said before. So say I, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be a curse. Remember this, people of God. The prophet who says things in God's name that are untrue, or predicts things in the Lord's name that does not happen, he or she is a false prophet. You see, the prophet who leads people away from the true biblical God is a false prophet. And the content of their words is what gives them away. So we need to know the truth for ourselves, because then we can recognize the false from the real. Then we can know the false prophet by their fruit. Again, beloved, a tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. So, beloved, we must therefore be on guard. We must be devoted to the scriptures, to the Bible, to the gospel, and to God, and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, we must always be alert and on guard, and always to remember, a tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. Yes, God is good. and worthy to be praised.
He's still blessing. Amen. God is still
in the blessing, saving, healing business. So we thank God that even through this pandemic, God is still working. Hallelujah. When we are asleep, God is still working. Sometimes he does his best work. Hallelujah. When we get quiet before him, God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those that are listening tonight, amen, we are talking about a tree is known by its fruits and a man by his deeds. Amen. We understand that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. There is a difference there. Amen. So believers in Christ, we must therefore be on God. We must be dedicated to the reading of the Word of God, the gospel, and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, we must not be deceived by the outward appearance of righteousness and intrigued by new ideas and practices, not even by what appears to be powerful miracles and prophetic insight. We must judge what is said by the Word of God. The Word of God is the absolute truth. The Word of God is the measuring stick, gives us truth in everything we say and do. So we must hold fast to the good news of Jesus Christ and the plain teaching of the Word of God, which is the Scriptures. That's why the Bible says for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be mindful at all times that a tree is identified by its fruits. You see, God will judge us for what we say. Beloved, every person will be accountable to him. Yes, many, even now in 2021, many people have chose not to believe in God. The reason is because they don't want to accept the truth that they will give an account for what they have done in this life to one who is greater than themselves. I'm going to say it again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, many people in the world as we know it today, in 2020, they have chose not to believe in God because they do not want to accept the fact, the truth, that they will give an account for what they've done in this life to one who is greater than themselves. You see, God is just, and he is not a respecter of persons. God does not have fellowship with sin. All unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. You see, the inspired word of God will be the one that will judge us. God's word will not return to him void. God's word is our manual that God have given us as his children to live by. Our standard is the word of God. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, a tree, whether good or bad, is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. So people of God, what a person says is a reflection of what is in their mind. Because an evil man produces an evil tongue. Jesus, here in the gospel, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, he warns the Pharisees at that time, as well as us, all people, in 2021. The warning is found in these two scriptures, in Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. It says, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, that shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Yes, you are what you speak. A tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. Here, beloved, Jesus is letting you know that we are not saved by what we do. Salvation and justification is not producing by neither words. It's not produced by neither words nor deeds. But the words and deeds are clear manifestations of salvation. You see, they are the visible evidence of a person's spiritual condition, whether it is good or whether it's bad. So remember, we are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." You see, true salvation also produces good works. Salvation also includes regeneration of the heart, in which the person is transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. What was once dead in trespasses and sin is made alive unto God. You see, the treasures of the heart is changed, and salvation has resulted in good words, words that conform, that confirms the reality of what have taken place in the heart. So, beloved, God is our holy God, and that is why judgment must come. God is also a just God, and he will judge fairly and accurately by the very words that people say. Yes, believers of Christ, the words of the person themselves will verify, along with the records of the person's deed, it will show the truth of what his or her heart is like. Yes, a tree is known by its fruits, and man by his deeds. Believers in Christ, true spirituality is both inside and outside. You see, the person who's truly walking with Christ cares about pleasing him instead of conforming to the opinions of other people. Yes, people of God, our words will be the basis of our judgment. Yes, our words will either justify or condemn us. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Yes, you are what you speak. Because Proverbs 23 and verse 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The A clause of the verse. Spiritually speaking, the nature of the heart corresponds to the fruit it produces. Yes, beloved, the Bible speaks of the fact that all humanity will be judged, and they will be judged by God and by his Son, Jesus Christ. The judgment in the next life will be based upon the deeds done in this life. So therefore, our eternal destiny is determined here on earth and not after we die. You see, the standard of judgment is based according to the truth we have received. The standard of judgment is based according to the truth of the word of God that we have received. Again, beloved, for a reminder, a tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. You see, judgment from God will be fair. Bible says, in Psalms 96, verse 13, it says, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. You see, people of God, the basics of God's judgment will be done according to our relationship to Jesus Christ. You see, salvation, free gift, given by grace through faith. So therefore, it is not a matter of your good deeds. It is based upon what Christ has done for us. Bible said in Titus, verse 5, God saved us, not because of any works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Again, beloved, where a person spends eternity depends upon how they view Jesus Christ right now. So, beloved, rejecting Christ and the gospel is rejecting the only way to heaven. Where it says in John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. So believers in Christ, there are many in our world today, here in 2021, who have rejected Jesus Christ and his gospel and have convinced themselves into believing that when they transition from earth to eternity, that they will spend it with God. Beloved, again, remember that Jesus is the only highway that leads to heaven. There is no other way. So now is the time to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of your soul. Bible says in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none, no other name under heaven given unto men, amongst men, whereby we must be saved. Receiving and believing the gospel or denying and rejecting, for the choice is yours to make. But one thing is sure, and that is judgment. Judgment day is coming, and the measuring stick will be the same. The word of God, which many still yet rejects, even in our world today, in 2021. So people of God, remember this, that pastors, theologians, and seminar professors are the ones whose teaching we must carefully analyze to see whether or not their words line up with the overall teaching of the Word of God. Also, we need to search the Scriptures by ourselves to see whether or not what they say is true, whether on the pulpit at a church gathering or whether on a street corner witnessing the folks. You see, a tree is known by its fruits, and a man by his deeds. You are what you speak. Yes, in Matthew 12, verse 33 through 37, which we have read, by verbally challenging the words and teaching of Jesus in Jesus' name. You see, the Pharisees, they reveal the fruit of their heart, showing all that they were bad trees who produced bad fruit, and therefore they should not be heeded to, nor listened to, nor obeyed. See, God, he's good, and he's good all the time. Yes, we will. We must be reminded that in Matthew 12, verse 36 through 37, it says, "But I say unto you that every evil and idle words that man shall speak, whether good or bad, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must therefore, a tree is known by his fruit, and a man by his deeds. So believers in Christ, we must therefore be on guard, on post. We must be dedicated and devoted to the word of God, to the gospel, and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must not be deceived by outward appearance of righteousness and being intrigued by new ideas and practices, not even by what appears to be powerful miracles and prophetic insight. So hold fast to the good news of Jesus Christ and the plain teaching of the Word of God. Always be mindful at all times. And remember that a tree is identified by its fruit. Yes, beloved, every person will be accountable. We'll have to give an account to God. Yes, many again in the world that we live in, they have chosen not to believe in God, but they don't want to accept the fact, the truth, that they will give an account for what they have done in this life. To the one who is greater than themselves, God is. He's just, and he is not a respecter of person. God does not have fellowship with sin. You see, the inspired word of God is what will judge you. The inspired word, the true gospel, the gospel, which is absolute truth, God's word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. Yes, beloved, a tree is known by its fruit, and a man by his deed. Precious Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, that your word will not return to you void. We bring this lesson to a close, and we say amen and amen to the teaching of the word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for souls being touched, for eyes being opened, for hearts being pricked by the word of God. Lord, and we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We hope you enjoyed the teaching tonight by Apostle Thibault. And we pray that you will share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them listen with you every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. And if you would have need or if you would like to contact us with questions, comments, or topics you'd like to have us discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92863. I'm sorry. That's P.O. Box 92864. P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Again, join us again, God willing, on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.